Did you know that 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men will deal with domestic abuse? That is a fact. If it's not you, I guarantee there's at least one person in your friend group that could be going through it. Today's good human is someone who has risen above her own abuse. And not only that, but she has used her resources to reach out and help over 250 other people going through this. Her story is amazing. What she does is amazing. And Veronica Life is truly the pinnacle example of a good human, taking our own struggles, getting through them, and using them to help someone else. So here it is, my presentation to Veronica Life of her Good Human Award, along with her telling you what she does, because it's so very important.
Okay, Veronica, thank you so much for joining me today on a special edition of Fabulous Over 50. We're going to talk about something near and dear to my heart that is so special. And I honestly have to say, I wish this was around decades ago, but you know what? It's here now. And I think everybody needs to have an awareness of who you are, what you do, and how they can contact you and your group when they find someone who needs it. Because unfortunately, everyone does know someone who needs it, whether they realize it or not. So can you introduce yourself and tell a little bit about Purple It Up and what you're doing?
Sure. I'm Veronica Life, founder, CEO, and overcomer. The organization is Purple It Up for Domestic Violence Awareness. So we have a very interesting impact to the community to do just that, to purple it up. And that's the ice breaking, the awareness factor that we're creating in our community and every community to know about the 1 in 4 women, the 1 in 7 men. And that relates to every 29 seconds, there is a victim of domestic violence. And we're the community, the group, the people on the ground, the boots on the ground, making a difference and helping the next one voice their victory and realizing they're, you know, going through this and they're not alone going through this. There are resources. We relate to victims before, during, and after. It started after, you know, you go through something, then you get all this help. No, we realize we need to push it forward and get to the beginnings when there's nonverbal and there's verbal. There's different layers of abuse. There's different stages. And we want to increase awareness. So that's what we do in the process of advocating back to the situation. We want to promote awareness and increase it to get to prevention. So therefore, the silence on domestic violence is broken. And the key thing is that letting that one, or if you're that family member or friend or coworker, or even someone in community that senses something is off, most likely we want to teach you, empower you to go with it, go with your gut and do something, say something, make that report count, make that voice matter. And that's the biggest thing that has been so helpful, coming up with different ways to increase awareness. And it's been fun. And it's definitely ice breaking the silence and exposing that this person needs, you know, someone to talk to, even if they don't make the decision to follow through. We encourage that awareness enough and take the high road and stay positive, stay focused, stay healthy, making sound decisions as best as possible. Because the truth is, when a person had enough, or if they're in imminent danger, they need to know what they need, what their next step looks like and what they need to do and stay with it. Because the work begins after it's exposed or after it happens. That's when the real work gets really sensitive. And stinging forward and keeping the healthy boundaries and seeing a difference. And that's even helping, we help abusers. We get them where they need to be to deal with that. Because that's a mental health issue to decide to take control over somebody's life, like that and victimize a person. And it's a mental health issue for the victim to cope and know that they're going through something and they're not alone. So Purple Up, our organization, we simply do that before, during, and after care. And we're actually, our 10-year period has been a lifetime. There's not one entity that has came through our resources, our network, that they're disconnected. They know that at any given time, whether they're having triggers, whether they're having a hard time transitioning or keeping up with their job because of what they're coping with and what they're surviving, we're there. And there's more that we need to do, because voluntarily have done this since 2008 is when I survived domestic violence. And, I went into realizing I was going through domestic violence and didn't get totally out of my red zone until 2010 at my last relocation. And so when I look back at the people I met while I was in there, and they were saying that you have no reason to be in here and you're a victim of domestic violence, I was like, yeah, I'm doing something about it. I'm not staying there, I'm not staying as a victim, I'm staying as a victor, a victor, and I'm victorious. And when I figured it out, that's what that's supposed to do, to have me down and out, not alive. You don't have that authority. Sorry that I loved you enough to think you had all power. Nope, you don't exceed God.
You set me free.
And so
what? Oh, sorry.
That has been a thing that victims have related to. Man, that's me. I thought that I had to stick through it. I had to go through it, because once married, it's always married. Nope, the Bible says it breaks it down. There are some healthy boundaries to do and understand. And I didn't have my mom and dad around telling me about those adulting things, because they went on to glory when I went into that, you know, going on with my life thinking, you know, I'm going to go on happily ever after. That was a shock.
Yeah, definitely. So if someone's listening and they think, oh my gosh, I'm in that position and I don't know what to do, where can they reach out to you, or how do they reach out to you to get some help?
They can go to purpleup.org, and our number, our community hotline number, it links to me directly. It's filtered to me. If I'm not picking up, it goes to the next person. But it's 813-922-LIFE. That's 813-922-5433. And they can go to purpleup.org. They can go to Instagram. They can go to Facebook. They can go to LinkedIn. They can go to Twitter. We do have TikTok and Snapchat coming out as well. But pretty much we try to put Purple Up in any place. And purpleup.org, just Google it. Just Google Purple Up. It'll pop up. That's the neat thing about this. It's right at the top of the list where you can click and get help and have someone to talk to have that conversation. If you thinking that you went through something, or you're thinking that something's happening, most likely you're right. So we need to have a conversation then, not after you got slapped or you got stabbed, or, you know, we're there too. Believe it. You know, we get called in any part of it. But when you first get something in your gut, let's speak up.
Okay. And what if somebody has a friend and they think, you know what, I think this person is going through this thing. How can they reach out and help them? What's the best way to do that?
The best way is to go to that person and say, honestly, I'm feeling a certain way. And I was wondering, are you feeling the same way? I don't want you to think you're alone in that. And honestly, I want you to speak up, and I'll be here with you to speak up with you or for you. But I'm not going to let this tarry. I'm standing by your side. And it's not how, it's when at this point. All the how and the details, the where, that the things will show up and you'll have the help. So I need you to know that you're not alone in this. And I see you, hear you, and I feel in my gut. And it's not right. You deserve more. You deserve healthy love. You deserve your best. And yeah, you got to give it to yourself and forgive. freely, you know, no shame, no judgment. But
yeah, everybody deserves healthy love, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's they do. Whether you are told that you do or not, you do. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. the thing. Right. Mm-hmm. So what if someone's listening and they think, OK, you know, or watching and they think, all right, I want to give to this cause. This sounds like a great cause. How do they do that? Same thing. Go to the website.
PurpleUp.org. Yes.
OK.
Just go to PurpleUp.org. We have a donate button on there. We also have a merch store, and let people know that you Purple Up. We got the challenge items are also on there. So you can have your t-shirt, your ball, and we can virtually do the challenge. But let us know. Go to the website. Leave us a message. Let us know. Call the number. And it's textable 24/7. So do just go there and support. There's different things you can do to get involved, and we'd love to hear from you.
And you've shared before the amount of money that it took to help you change your whole life. And I think it's phenomenal. And I think we need to share that with people, because someone might think, well, I might not have a lot to give, but how many dollars did you get that changed your life?
It was $10.
Can you hear that?
And I was surviving domestic violence through the campaigning and still volunteering with the Obama campaign. But our city council was running for office. I was surviving domestic violence. I was around some impactful people that could have did one thing. One little thing would have made a difference in my life. I sure enough would have had what I should have had if I would have had the support. But everybody thought I was getting help and because of who I was, what I looked like. Oh, she's resourceful. And they knew it because I just got through putting $500,000 in someone's bank account. I just got through processing on fundraising. And if I would have had that one person, the pro bono attorney, it would have been a big difference. But no, they thought somebody else would have, or all the resources to relocate that our victim was supposed to get. No, I was denied because of who I was. And I didn't have children. I was single, no children. So I was in a different category. Doesn't mean I should have not had anything, but everybody was thinking, oh, she'll be okay. She's not going through domestic violence. I couldn't believe it. And then I set some people down and I told them, it was like the light turned on and you know how things scramble when the light is on a situation. The light came on in my eyes. Like, wow, do you want to hear and not do? I don't understand that. Knowing somebody's life is in danger, knowing that somebody the world is going to be turned upside down, they're going to have nothing. And you think I got it all? Well, I said to myself, well, that's what the enemy up to. You got the right one. I don't know what, but I'm not going to stay in a victim situation. I don't have to. I thought once married, it's always married, but that's not the case. So when I kept going and did everything the advocates told me to do, but I wasn't getting financial support, and that's what I needed. And I didn't let that stop me from helping the next person. I could get help for others, but I couldn't get help for me. And it was the ironic thing when I ran across one person, there was an advocate that knew that I got transferred to their location. And it was the attorney I sat down with. The problem was, at that time, I was out of my red zone. I was in another county, and they couldn't do it. You had to be in your county. It was still today. That's a question I see, that no matter where you are, if a victim gets to a location, they should have all the resources they should get, because we're in the United States of America. It shouldn't matter where a person is. And it did. And that day I was told there's no funding. I don't have children. I didn't qualify. But I'm a victim of domestic violence. So the person, I had to go. I had to relocate again. And for me to get to the next location, it was an hour away. And I didn't have no gas. This person said, I have $10. Sorry, that's all I have. And I kind of looked like, okay. And I just had to take a step back and said, well, that's my cue to put that in the tank and go. And if I run out on the highway, at least the police will be able to get me. But there was a sick side of that. I was scared about that because what my ex-husband was doing, he was paying people and paid off people, to even police officers, to do things to make it like I don't matter, or the report, or if they find me. It was a dead-end situation because he was leveraging his unlimited resources, as one honest cop told me. And when this person gave me $10 to leave to get to the next county, I did. And I would have thought to my, I was thinking to myself, I don't have nothing in my tank. How could $10 get me here? But that day it did. And I didn't look back. But I remember distinctively the reaction of the person just had paid all their bills, and they were putting $10, I think $10. What did the lady tell me? She was going to give it to her granddaughter because it was her birthday, and she just got $10, the last $10 to give to put in her birthday card, but she gave it to me.
Wow. And it just goes to show you there's so many lessons in what you're saying, you know, that a little bit can save someone's life. That just because we are what other people would consider to be a victim of something, you can become the victor over it, which you've done by not only saving yourself, but how many people have you saved by now? How many people have you helped?
250 plus families. I say plus because really, I can't look at that. It's overwhelming. Think of all the stuff you do for that one. And that one became another one and another one and another one kind of thing. And there's people coming back to me now. They see me and they go, do you know who I am? We know who you are. You're Reverend Mom. And that's another story. Oh, you're Reverend Mom. You're Miss Veronica Life. You're life. And you help me. You have did what in places I wasn't getting that. And I needed that someone to take my hand and say, I'm not letting go. You're not alone. We're going to let go of the drama. We're going to let go of all the stuff that's distracting you or hindering you from speaking up and stepping up. But we're going to hold on to the thing that's working for you and overflowing you and doing what needs to be done. And that didn't cost me anything but my time. And that's the only thing I have, my faith and my time and the people that came along the way, just as you are, Jen, stepping up to help me go further and say, we got this. And, you know, the cost to transferring or dealing with the victim that's going into survivor mode, that's $5,000 off the back.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with housing, you're dealing with getting that person to where they need to be. You're replacing their things that they can't hold on to, and just right immediately to feed someone, to clothe someone, to make sure they got things they can self-care and they can get to the next shelter if the other one's full and it's further away. We're not putting $10 in someone's tank nowadays. but if that's $10, if it's given, whatever's given, if we'll put it in and it just works out. But I know people are getting full tanks somehow. Wawa, Shell, Thornton's, Racetrack, they're all in on the. So I tell people these things to go patronize. And definitely Duncan has held out to be a true shelter in the midst of things, going to get coffee. And I love it. And I'm talking with them, and hopefully something profound comes out of this, because I laugh every time I see running on Duncan's. Man, that's a teacher. I need to change that purple. That's what I need. I told him, I said, I need y'all to change that to purple because this one running on Dunkin', y'all need to know that how heroic that is. And they laugh when I break it down and explain, you know, because you drink coffee, there's running on Dunkin'. I think it's kind of, but it's a symbolic heroic strides that are going on with that. And I love it because every Dunkin' Donuts, they have personal bathrooms. You know how we can safely hide someone and someone can't come in? Because there's only one door, there's one stall. And and that part, for several reasons, is a good thing. But everything about Dunkin' Donuts has stood the test. McDonald's, Starbucks. But Dunkin', there's something about that tagline and the resources out of that that have happened. And to feed someone and get them coffee and have them wait in a safe place. It gets pretty interesting how we use Walmart now that they don't have it 24 hours. It's been interesting, but there's one Dunkin' or two that stays open 24 hours and McDonald's. So I'm calling upon, and if someone knows how to has a direct connect or speak to executive that can make that decision to purple it up, we're coming. We're looking to October being quite different, pink and purple everywhere for That's domestic awesome. Violence awareness and breast cancer. Purple for domestic violence awareness, breast cancer is pink. So we need to have both running, you know, flying those colors high in October, especially October.
Very cool. And I wanted to tell you that the whole reason I wanted to have you here is because, number one, I got one to share. And if you're listening, I highly recommend you go to the site and get a shirt. She's got the coolest shirts. There's the coolest merches on there. Or just donate funds because you're going to be saving someone. And Veronica is just the example of being fabulous, right? She is a fabulous, fabulous person. If you're listening and cannot see her amazing smile, you got to go to the show notes and click on the link. We're going to have pictures. Oh my gosh, you're just so attractive. You just have to go to and talk to her because she's so vibrant and so energetic and a good human, which is why I want to give you the Good Human Award, because you are far and beyond, oh my goodness, in what you've done by taking something that could have been horrible and made you a victim forever, right? And just not even gone out of your house. Not only have you said, no, that's not what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand up, but you're over 250 people. That is absolutely amazing. And you're not a corporation, you know, you're not a multi-million dollar corporation. You're a person. You're one good human who said, no, I'm putting my foot down and I'm stopping it now. And so thank you. I want to thank you so much for that.
You are so welcome, Jen, really.
Thank you, Veronica. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for being a good human and stepping up and purple it up. And the challenge, I'm going to put the video of the challenge that we did when we met up in person at the beginning of the month on the website so people can see that, see what it is, and maybe do it themselves.
Yes. And we're updating it. If you go to our website, purpleup.org, you can click there are certain ones that have been put into and been tagged and okay to put up there for accepting a challenge. Because some people, it's okay if you don't want to be public about accepting, but we do let people know who's standing with us. So if we don't, we have no problem. Just personally, if you take the challenge and doing something in front of the scenes, behind the scenes, we don't care. Just purple it up for domestic violence awareness. And I already have your footage because I don't know if we use your phone or do we use mine.
I can find it. Yeah, yeah. Check it out. All right.
Yeah. Thank you. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much. Have a fabulous weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
And there you have it. That is why she has won the Good Human Award for this week. And I've got to say, I know a lot of good humans. I do. But I need your help. Who do you know that is a good person that's going above and beyond what they have to do what they can do to help their fellow humans? I'm looking for people to induct into the Good Human Guild Hall of Fame. So please reach out, Jen
at jenhardy.net. You can email me, or you can go to jenhardy.net/contact. Boom, there you've got it. But no matter what, jenhardy.net, it's the place to be. You can find out all the things. And the last one is that I just don't want to forget to tell you is Jen's Friends, because I'm doing Jen's Friends. It's a daily encouraging email for older women, because loneliness is epidemic right now. And if all it takes is a few minutes of a video every morning waiting for her in her inbox to just say, you know what? You're not alone. Somebody cares. Somebody loves you. You can do this. You can get through this. The world is good and you're loved. Isn't that important? So if it's not you, if you know of anyone, please, jenhardy.net/friends. See, it's all at the same place. Go there, sign her up, $17 a month. Can't beat it, right? Because you just can't. And stay tuned, because the next episode is going to be phenomenal. You're absolutely going to love it. It's my friend Beverly. She rocks. So stay tuned and stay fabulous.